Well, a very good evening and welcome to Love Sport Radio and the fan shows. And we're kicking off this evening with probably the most listened to, most excitable group of Spurs fans that we've probably ever had on this show. Because, I mean, I don't even need to tell you why, really, do I? No. Absolutely incredible. I was here last night doing the fan shows. And again, once again, apologies if you're a Fulham fan and you're listening to that show, because we didn't speak about Fulham. We were just speaking about the mayhem and the utter scenes that was going on at the Etihad Stadium last night. Thank you very much indeed, Spurs fans, for your company this evening. Joined in the studio by Jamie and Chris. And I know a whole host of people want to get their voice heard this evening. So just so you know it, jot down the number if you haven't got it already. 0208 7020 558. Or in the meantime, you can send us your thoughts and views on that game and anything else you want to have said. You know, what you got up to last night after that all happened. At Love Sport Radio is the Twitter handle, so do please get in touch. Chris, though, I'll start with you. You've literally just got back from Manchester.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, what a night. Honestly, it's probably got to go down as the best day of supporting Spurs in my life, definitely. It was the craziest game of football I've ever watched, probably the most entertaining. From a neutral, if you were a neutral fan watching that game, wow, it just, you know, what an advert for football.
No, it was strange. I sat here and there's part of me that wanted Man City to do the quadruple. So I'm very much a neutral. But then the part of me was like, Spurs through to the Champions League semi-finals is huge.
Yeah.
And it was when I could personally just sit there and enjoy it. And, you know, as a football fan, of course, you know, we can completely unattach yourself emotionally. But I can't imagine what it was like for you watching it, Jamie. I mean, what was it like? Talk to me like certain points.
Firstly, I think to start off with was the first 11 minutes. I mean, to have scored, you know, four goals, it's just crazy. I think it was odd how, because you weren't sure whether it was a good thing because we'd got the two away goals, but we'd also conceded twice and allowed them, you know, a lot of confidence. But it was just the most crazy game of football, and just to the thought of Spurs being in the Champions League semi-final is just, you know, a couple of years ago and growing up, Spurs being in the Champions League was something that never even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
To be in the semi-finals is just, it's mind-blowing, and cannot wait for that game.
But I think it's worth pointing out as well just how poorly you started the entire competition. I mean, there was at one point you were looking at thinking you're not even going to get through the group stages.
Well, yeah, it was after the first three games, I think we had one point, didn't we?
So, because we Milan draw.
We lost to Inter, lost to Barca, and we drew with PSV there, and obviously Lloris got the sending off.
Yeah.
So just to turn it around, I think it's just amazing, and to be honest, it's kind of the story of our season of how we've, you know, faced real adversities, and we've proved that we can overcome them.
Yeah, Chris, come on then, talk to us about last night. You were there.
Well,
the emotion in the stands, I want to know that, but I'm also very interested in what happened afterwards, because there's no way on earth you can just either go back to the hotel or just jump on the train and come back, is there? There's no way. That's the football finished back home.
I've hardly got a voice, actually, so if my voice is sounding a bit croaky, that's
why. Well, you've done it right then.
Do you know, before the game, I spoke to so many Manchester City fans, and they were very arrogant, they were very cocky. They said to me, do you really think you're going to get a result here? And I said, yes I do. They went, who do you think will score? And I said, I think Sonny will do the business today, I really do.
Yeah.
And they looked at me like I was absolutely mad and said, you haven't got a chance. You know, you do know you're at the Etihad Stadium. And I was like, oh, come on. But they got the perfect start that they wanted. They got the early goal. Then obviously Sonny got the two goals. And at that point, 10 minutes, 10 minutes gone in the game. And I was just thinking to myself, right, Pochettino, now change it. Put on a couple of subs. Yeah. You know, park the bus. Come on, we've got two away goals here. You know, and then it all went.
Well, this is, I think that's it. I think it was so frantic that I'm not sure it's kind of what Spurs wanted. I think Spurs would have wanted a slightly more calmer game.
Absolutely would have.
And for me, maybe the team was slightly wrong. I personally would have gone with five at the back just to keep just to be more slightly calmer and more defensive. But yeah, I really didn't think it got off to the way, even though we managed to get two. I don't think it was. It kind of set us up for the rest of the game and wasn't particularly positive, I don't think. But obviously, the rest of the game was just amazing.
Even though it was such a crazy game, I think over the two legs, certainly over the two games, I think Spurs were deserved winners. Definitely, without doubt. There's not many teams that over two games take take it to Manchester City in that way. And, you know, between the two sides as well last night, it was great because it was just pure entertaining football from both teams. Yeah. No time wasted, nothing like that. It was just pure football. But when that fifth goal went in at the end, my God, a number of fans went out the stadium. It was just...
Did they?
Yeah.
Genuinely
yeah.
left?
Yeah, they did leave. Wow. And... heads in hands, and my son Harry, who was crying next to me, and it was awful. It was such an awful feeling. And then, because it's weird, because when you're in the stadium, it's so weird because you don't know what's happening, and then all of a sudden this VAR screen comes up, and you're like, "What's going on?"
Yeah,
you know, you're not told any information. It's just that blue screen. And, you know, so it's probably easier for someone watching it at home on the TV because they know what's happening. They've got the commentary.
Have you ever gone from so high to so low in your life?
No way. No way. The emotion, the mixture of emotion last night, I went through every single emotion that there can be.
I think when the goal went in, and it was a carnage in my living room. and it was just like... I felt this so many times with Spurs, where it's like they've let us down at the final moment, and it's just so nice to have that bit of luck on our side for once. And what a moment when I just remember hearing the commentary, them saying they've gone to check it on VAR, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
You know, by that point, if they've gone to, there's a fairly decent chance. So I've already had our first call in this evening, Dustin, all the way from Orlando in Florida. Dustin, I presume you just want to talk about last night, right?
Oh, my God. I have to. Chris, first of all, Jamie, Chris, Jake, great. Thank you guys for having me on.
No worries.
Chris, your video last night with the celebration, I couldn't make out a word of what you said, and it made the video that much better. It just made the video even better. I got cold chills, and it was just an amazing, amazing day. So thank you for letting us kind of see it through your lens last night.
Thank you.
Dustin, how confident, though, were you going into that game yesterday? You obviously won the first leg. By no means, you know, a gimme at all. There was still a huge amount to do. But were you confident that you could go to the Etihad and get a result?
Yeah, I am. Poch has always talked about the collective with this group. And he's always talked about the team. And I really did. Obviously, when Raheem puts that thing in the fourth minute, you're like, oh, my gosh. But then... here comes Sonny, you know, and so I was really optimistic. I'll give you my little quick story real quick. I was watching the game, and my wife watches it in the other room, and she walked in and saw me with my red eyes, and she thought she was going to have to call the doctor. And I said, "Babe, come watch these last 5 minutes with me," and she understood that I was fine, health-wise, I think, and... But just that was my feeling that night. So I couldn't be more proud of this group. And I know I know that every Spurs fan across the world feels the same way. And just a great, great day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to ask the question, Dustin. I'm going to ask the same to all the callers that come on the show tonight. Do you believe now you can go on and win the competition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without question. There is a belief here. You just watch this team grow. And I think that's been one of the most exciting things about being a Spurs supporter, especially in the Pochettino era. And we've grown every single year. And, and I know Jace always says it, Chris always says it, Ricky, but it's you just stay behind the team. Stay behind them. We support them, and we believe. We will believe. Yeah. So, but yeah. I have a quick question for you guys, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
Last night, you know, seeing the GOAT go down in the 41st minute, I think we were all scared at that point. But then he brings on Fernando. And I don't think any of us anticipated seeing Fernando coming on for Musa when really I believe it was 3-3 on aggregate at that time still. And we brought Fernando on. Were you guys surprised? What was the mood inside the stadium, Chris, when, you know, Fernando comes on for Musa in what you thought might be more of a defensive substitution than an offensive substitution?
Do you know, in the mood in the stadium, certainly the people around me and myself, we were all quite excited thinking that Pochettino is going that little bit more attacking, and we're obviously after another goal, and we want to win this game and just go through to the semi-finals. And it proved what a great decision that was. And it's funny, isn't it? At the start of the season, you think... Moussa Sissoko and Fernando Llorente, if you said that them two were key players in getting us into the semi-finals of the Champions League, people would have laughed their heads off. They really would. So I'm just so pleased for both of them individuals.
I think that those two players just absolutely exemplify everything Pochettino is about sticking by players, putting his arm around them and just installing that belief in them. And that's what complete that performance was yesterday. I think we knew we weren't going to see much of the ball. We didn't play particularly well, but we believed and we lost key players, but we believed that we could get through. And I think that that's what saw us through in the end, and fantastic.
Dustin, thank you very much for the call.
Cheers, Dustin.
Hopefully the missus now is a Spurs fan as well. So you've got hopefully another fan and another listener to the show. Dustin, really appreciate the call. Continue to enjoy, obviously, what was a superb night for your team. This is Love Sport Radio. It's the Spurs Fan Show. Back with more calls in just a few seconds.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Okay, let's go back over to the phone lines. That number, once again, by the way, 0208 70 20 558. Glenn is on the phone. Glenn, your thoughts on last night, please?
Yeah, lovely. Thanks for having me on, boys. Just want to say, great show. Keep up the good work.
Thank
great
you,
work
bro.
On the podcast as well, guys. Really appreciate it every week. It's a great listen. I just want to say how proud I am of the boys and the team and our football club, really, to be honest. I mean, it was a professional job. I know it was under the cosh for quite a lot of it. I thought it was just a professional job that we carried out, to be fair. And it just shows how important that game was last week at the stadium, of not conceding a goal. So that Hugo penalty save, I think, was just massive last week. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, I think everybody has contributed towards the tie overall, and I think the whole stadium thing, you know, moving into the brand new stadium and having Champions League football there rather than Wembley, I think has given us a huge boost. And you know, to keep the clean sheet last week and have that penalty saved by Hugo Lloris was just huge to go to the Etihad Stadium, you know, with them not scoring an away goal.
Glenn, I know that Poch has said that, you know, the whole team were heroes, but if it was anyone to kind of pick out, if it's at all possible, who was your hero? Who was your star man last night?
Obviously, it's got to be Sonny, mate, at the end of the day. I mean, obviously, you know what you're going to get from him, to be fair, and he was a star in the first leg as well, and he's always stepped up to the plate. It's amazing how different we play when Kane's not there as well. Again, we saw it before Kane come back from his injury and whatnot, stuff like that. But it's hard, really. I mean, the whole team come together as a collective. There were times we was under the cosh, like I said, for quite a bit. And it's just that raw emotion at the end that I love from our club. It's just superb, mate. I'm over the moon. The last five minutes, I couldn't watch it. I had to go elsewhere. I'm not going to lie. And then I was listening on the radio outside in my house, and the missus come running out and told us it had been disallowed. And just those highs and lows, mate, to be fair. I think it's called being a Spurs fan. I don't want to use the S word, but it's called being a Spurs fan, mate, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to use any of those words that are often thrown at Spurs fans. But was there a genuine thought that you think, oh, here we go again? Was there genuine, did you think, you know, you're gonna do what people say you do?
Definitely. You know you're going away to one of the best teams in Europe, if not the world. Let's not pull no punches about it. They're an absolute fantastic outfit. They've got players all over the pitch. But I think when we played them at Wembley earlier in the season, we could have done them as well in the second half, to be fair. So I wasn't nervous. Years gone by, you'd write it off. We wouldn't even be in that stage years gone by, to be fair. And that, I mean, the confidence that Poch has got there, instilled in his players, they want to play for him. No one left in the last transfer window. I know, obviously, no one come in. We're not going to talk about that. But no one left. And that's the testament to the club, to the manager, to the coach. These boys want to play for him. They'll put everything on the line. They couldn't have done much more yesterday. I know some of our defensive areas were a bit questionable, but, you know, you're under that pressure. It was a bit of an atmosphere last night. Chris will obviously know a lot better being there before the game. They had all their flags out and all that. So we was always going to be under pressure. But I thought they just pulled together. It was a collective unit, as Poch likes to say. It's a collective thing. And I had to watch the highlights again just to make sure I weren't dreaming, to be fair.
I think everyone's done that today, Glenn.
I didn't want to wake up, mate. So, no, I just want to say it was just a great performance. I'm proud of the boys. And let's finish that season off strong, get that top four, and push on and see how we go against Ajax.
Yeah, 100%. Glenn, thanks for the call, mate. Jason, usually in the studio from The Last Word on Spurs, on the phone now as well. Jason, thanks for the call, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Mate, it was a relatively straightforward win, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just easy, serene progress and on to the next round. Don't know what all the fuss is about.
I know.
It's just, Jason, in your years supporting Spurs, where does that rank for you?
Well, it's definitely the first time we've ever been at that stage, isn't it? I mean, I wasn't born when it last happened, so no, it was just an amazing night. And the one thing that annoyed me about it was everyone calling us lucky, and I'm thinking we scored a perfectly good goal that was given, and they had a clearly offside goal that wasn't given, and everyone seems to think that's Spurs being lucky. I don't understand that. You know, all the talk of, oh, you wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for VAR. And people forget that Manchester City got a penalty through VAR at Tottenham. It's the fact that we took our moments and they didn't. And that's the difference with it. But no, it's a stunning. I don't think anyone thought we could go to Manchester City and score 3. So I think most of us probably thought if we go through away goals, 2-1 maybe, 3-2 possibly. But I don't think anyone could have seen a 4-3 game. And to be at 2-2, is it, after 11 minutes? I can't ever remember seeing a game where it was 2-2 after 11 minutes. An astonishing night, that's for sure.
Were you all for VAR before this tie? And if not, has it changed at all? Because I bet a few Spurs fans' mind on the whole thing's changed.
In general, I have been, because I just, you know, you will always get controversial moments in games where it's down to interpretation. But so many games have, you know, we've lost to Chelsea in a semi-final with a ball not crossing the line and things like that. And so I think when that happens in football, you can understand it. I still don't think it's perhaps being used in the right way. But in the World Cup, I think you saw the benefits of it. And players are cute. They'll get to use VAR to their benefit and things like that. But, you know, it worked for us last night, and that's all that matters. But, you know, as I say, the two incidents that VAR decided were the right decisions. In that case, you know, I don't see how that Spurs being lucky through it.
Yeah, so
you know, last week we discussed it, didn't we, the Danny Rose penalty. And, you know, we came to the conclusion it probably was a penalty, but that was only given as a penalty because of VAR. And as I say, you know, people have to remember that. It worked against us last week. It's worked for us this week.
The Llorente goal, though, it was a contentious one. They did need a long time to decide and come to a decision. Now, I am of the belief that it was completely right to allow that goal. But we have seen other times with VAR when it has struck a hand, regardless of where the arm is and how close it is, where that has been ruled out. So was there a part of you when you're watching those replays thinking this one's going to get disallowed?
Not particularly. I think there's one angle where it looked bad for us, but for the vast majority of angles, I think you could say, yes, it's brushed his arm, but he hasn't actually controlled the ball down with his arm. He hasn't punched it in with his arm or anything like that. It's brushed his arm, but I think once you could see it, a ball had actually gone in off his hip. I was astonished then if they'd have disallowed that goal. And, you know, the fact the referee, I think it's always one of those then, is had the referee disallowed it, he probably wouldn't have overturned the disallow. But having given the goal, the referee on the pitch himself, he was never going to overturn it the other way. So, you know, I think it was one of those decisions that he was always going to stick to his initial decision on what was available. And fortunately for us, he gave it and saw it as a perfectly good goal.
And just one more, Jace, before we let you go, mate. Heung-min Son picking up the yellow, Kane's injury. I mean, we've got to talk about it. It's a blow, isn't it, heading into the Champions League semi-final?
Yeah, it's a blow, but every time we've lost Kane, we've been told it's a blow and we go and win. And it just means Lucas Moura will play that useless lamppost that everyone calls him. He's now got, what, 8 goals and 5 assists. And
yeah,
once again, he's not pretty on the eye, but it's another valuable goal. And, I'm actually quite pleased if Son is going to miss a leg, it's the home one, because I think he'll have been of more use on the away leg, where, again, we can try and play on the break. And you've just got to welcome it, haven't you? You can't think of who's missing it. You've got to think it's a Champions League semi-final and just embrace it and think, right, it's the, you know, our first one since 1962. Let's just go hell for leather and give it everything we've got.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, mate. Hopefully you'll see you very soon.
All right, mate.
We'll get in touch, Spurs fans, at Love Sport Radio, or give us a call. I can see the phone lines going very, very busy this evening. We are on until 9 p.m, so don't all call at once. I promise you that we will get round to you. It's just gone 20 past 7. We come back, we've got another call for you.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back. Let's head back to the phone lines then. 0208 702 is the number. Suel knows it. He's called in. So, your thoughts on last night? Biggest night, most exciting night in your time of supporting Tottenham Hotspur?
Most definitely, most definitely. I mean, our first went to YR in 94-95 season when Klinsmann scored against Sheffield Wednesday was my first ever game. And yesterday, it topped everything up, all the highs and lows, especially the lows of 90s, having Ian Walker in goal and whatnot and everything. You know,
yeah.
So I was so relieved, so joyous. I I've worked throughout the night. And I couldn't get to sleep about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm back at work again.
Oh, mate, but worth it, I'm sure. Just that adrenaline taking you all the way
through. I just called in to say, you know, bravo to Llorente and Hugo Lloris. I mean, the critics on their back this season has been unbelievable. Unbelievable. And to see the lack of faith in our manager from our supporters is staggering, to be honest. I don't know what you guys make of it.
It's funny,
know?
Actually. Yeah, we obviously scored the three away goals, but Hugo Lloris was you know, top class again yesterday and made some great saves.
And that save from De Bruyne.
Yeah, De Bruyne.
That was airing in the top corner.
Very, very important. Yeah. And of course, he's had criticism as well. A lot of Tottenham players have had criticism this season, but in the Champions League, we seem to step up. And, you know, as I said earlier, who would have thought, you know, semi-finals, you know, against Ajax now and...
in my wildest dream, to be honest with you, especially with the City squad and we got depleted squad. I mean, the bench was made up of what, three defenders, I think.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it, it's an amazing job. What really gets me is that after all the magic Pochettino has conjured up throughout the last five seasons, he still gets criticism in his team selection. I mean, lack of faith. We as a support base. It's unbelievable, to be honest.
Well, it's just football fans in general, isn't it? It's just the way football fans are, aren't they? You know, the Spurs fans are no different than any other. You're always kind of, you just want the best for your side, don't you? And everyone's got an opinion on football. They really do.
I understand everyone's got an opinion on football, but there's opinion and there's outright criticism. I mean, the manager, like Jace always says, the manager sees these players every day on training pitches, see how they are physically and mentally. And he selects them based on that. You know, at least he has that right to be, you know, selecting the team without being criticised. Mm. He did mention a couple of times, didn't it? There's too many people outside knows too much about his team selection, isn't it? But,
yeah.
Do you know, I think there were three...
I just want to get your guys' thoughts on David Neres from Ajax replacing Eric Lamela. I mean, Lamela's injury prone. He's like another Anderton, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. I think going back to the original point, I think there are three players that really stood out for me across the tie. I think Lloris, Llorente obviously got the winning goal in the end, and Sissoko's crucial.
Yeah.
And I think those players have been how much criticism they've had on them, and to come through. And I think it just shows that we've got to stick by the players. And I think that they, I mean, Pochettino believes in them, and now it's our turn to really start believing in these players. But on your point on David Neres, I think he would be just brilliant. I think Lamela's a real shame. It just doesn't seem to have worked out with him. Obviously, picked up another injury in the warm up, so that's really disappointing to see. I mean, I'm sure we all want to see him succeed at Spurs, but it just doesn't look like it's going to happen. But I think you make a great point with David Neres. He's certainly going to be one to watch out for in the next round. But a guy that I'd definitely like Spurs to be looking at in the summer.
Mm. Top stuff, Suel. Really appreciate the call, mate.
Cheers.
Hopefully you managed to get through that night shift and you can catch up on that sleep tomorrow. Brilliant stuff from Suel. And I imagine a lot of people in similar situations last night just completely unable to sleep. The scenes that we saw afterwards with regards, not necessarily Chris in the stands, but I'm sure you've seen videos afterwards of within the dressing room, you know, and just seeing Pochettino as well. I mean... It goes without saying, but it's hairs on the back of the neck stuff, isn't it? Just seeing just how much it means to everyone.
It makes you feel extremely proud to be a Tottenham fan. And when you see the squad being like that with one another and the just the togetherness and everything about it and Pochettino being like that, the passion that come through last night with every player going in that changing room, and it was incredible scenes. It really was. It was amazing to watch, and made me feel extremely proud of my football club.
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing that really hurt me the most when they scored that goal that we thought had won it was seeing Pochettino just think, oh, it's happened again. And it was just, that was devastating to see, because you want to see him do so well, because, you know, he's been absolutely sensational for us, and you just want to see him win a trophy. And I think that, you know, it was gutting to see him look like that. But and then the passion at the end was just absolutely brilliant to see.
And it's great to see that as well, because when the media talk about all of these players leaving, Christian Eriksen's leaving, Toby's leaving, blah, blah, blah. When you see the passion of those players last night, I look at it and think, you're leaving, are you? Because it just didn't look it to me.
No. But Poch was just saying quite a lot in, well, again, you talk about the media and things they've said about your players. They've said things at Pochettino in regards to needing to win a trophy. Now, the margins in football are just so fine, as last night demonstrated. That goal, you know, everyone would be sat here saying Spurs bottled it, or you know, Guardiola's going to go on and win the quadruple. Now it's, oh, why can't Guardiola get past the semi-final stage of the Champions League? And now everyone's saying, well, Pochettino's completely vindicated in the way that he's perhaps approached some of the other cup competitions. But how important is last night's result with regards to Spurs pushing on to the next level?
Huge. Yeah. It's huge, because
like, it's a mental thing.
We as fans, we all want trophies. And I've been saying for the last few years, I just wish Pochettino would win an FA Cup or a League Cup. When you have nights like at the Camp Nou, you know, we went through, you had nights a few weeks ago at Dortmund, night last night. These are like cup finals, and they are special moments. And the like moments last night, I will never, ever forget in my life, and they will be up there. So, you know, who wants an FA Cup or a League Cup? And I can't believe I'm actually saying that. Who wants them when you've got nights like last night, and when you've got top football? And we are now in, you know, the semi-finals, the last four of the Champions League. It is an incredible feeling, and I feel very, very confident in us reaching the final. I really do.
I think it's just amazing thinking the players that we didn't have last night. You know, Harry Winks been so crucial for us. Harry Kane, I mean, do I need to say that about him? Obviously, we lost Moussa Sissoko during the game. So to be missing those sort of players, of course, we've other injuries over the course of the whole season. Wembley, no transfers. So how you can question what Pochettino is doing and how good he is as a manager, it's just ridiculous, because he's now reached the Champions League semi-final with such constraints. So I think that's just absolutely brilliant. And I think another point is, I think if you look at the teams that win those FA Cups and League Cups now, they're all, you know, fully established clubs. It's always Manchester City, it's always Chelsea. And I think that's going to come over time. And I think that we've just got to be patient with those sort of competitions. I think that they'll come. Obviously, we can see that we're definitely heading in that direction of becoming a very big club, with the stadium now reaching a semi-final. So I think we've just got to be patient with those sort of competitions, because I think that we're going to start adding to our squad over time as more money comes in. And I think that that will give us a better chance to go stronger in those competitions. I think the teams that we've seen put out, especially the team against Palace, just wasn't strong enough. But I think that it's a case of being patient, and I think that those sort of trophies will come, and we'll keep having European nights. We won't have to choose.
But look at it for the future. You know, when top European players see our stadium, and they see now that we are reaching semi-finals of the Champions League, they're going to want to play for us.
Well, yeah, there's like Eden Hazard, didn't he? Chose Chelsea over us, and you know, maybe you'd now start to question if he had that choice now.
Yeah.
Who would he choose? Because I think that to have seen us do what we did and be part of that, it's just massive. And the stadium as well, it's just, when you go there, I mean, it's absolutely sensational. And I'm sure any player's going to want to be a part of that.
No, I agree. As big and as important as that win was last night, I do think it represents so much more. More calls in just a few moments here on the Spurs Fan Show here on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Okay, Mark's on the phone now. Mark, thank you very much indeed for calling into the Spurs Fan Show here this evening on Love Sport Radio. What is it you want to say, mate?
What a night, boy. Oh, my God.
Mark, have you been like that all day? Have you managed to string a sentence together other than just saying, oh, my God?
Listen, mate. Every 2 minutes, I'm getting flashbacks of last night. Climbing and jumping, playing my team. Oh, my team's so good.
Mark, where were you when this was all happening last night? And talk us through exactly what happened.
I was in the living room on the couch, watching it with my hands over my eyes. I didn't know what to do. At 1 minute I was doing the jig, next minute I was on the floor screaming. I thought I was gonna have a heart attack. Then we got the goal. The best feeling ever to see us, Tottenham, in the semi-finals of the Champions League. Yeah, we ain't bought no players. We got the team from last year, and we're doing it this year. Come on, boys! This is just amazing, miracle stuff. It's like Leicester winning the Premier League, but we're going to win the Champions League now.
Well, okay then. So, what you think? I mean, I know what you're going to say here, but you genuinely think you can go on and win this? You know, if you've got Barcelona in the final, you're saying you can go beat Barcelona in the Champions League final.
Look, we played Barcelona and we went to their home ground and we turned up. Yeah, we went there and we turned up at Barcelona when we played them. So we can go anywhere and turn up and play a game of football. We're not scared of going away and playing football. We can turn up and win this thing. Yeah, I mean, we just have to believe it. Pochettino believes it. I'm believing him now. You know what I mean?
Did you not before?
Listen, I love Pochettino. He's a great manager. And like you said, like Chris was saying as well, you know what I mean, he needs to win something, but you know what I mean, he's doing something at the club. And I mean, I really think he wants to do something amazing and then leave a legacy for Tottenham. And you've got a new stadium there. You know what I mean, everything is just in place for us to do greatness. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Mark, I get the impression you're still on the floor from that same moment from last night. Thank you for the call. Come on, get off the floor and go get yourself some dinner. Karen, listen to the show.
Cheers.
Top man, that was Mark. Absolute legend. Cheers, mate. Absolutely fantastic. So, look, can't blame him. It's exactly where I would have been. hiding, just unable to watch it. We've all been there, haven't we, as football fans?
Well, do you know, the first thing I did when I woke up this morning was check my phone to make sure I wasn't dreaming last night. And I know that sounds really stupid and pathetic, but
I believe you.
I thought, did that really happen? And you know, you have to just check it and you think, okay, it did.
I mean, yeah, just totally unbelievable. And watching the highlights again and living it all back, it's just the emotions keep on coming back and you just want to keep this feeling forever. And certainly going to make the Ajax game very interesting.
Now, I know that the emotion is still so raw and so fresh, but how, in comparison to other Champions League games, I had a little think, is this the biggest or most exciting? And I think obviously the Manchester United win against Bayern Munich, the two goals in injury time, and then also Liverpool-Istanbul.
Yeah.
But those also were Champions League finals. So for the magnitude of that, I think that you can separate those two. But other than that, I can't think of anything like this this kind of level. I really can't.
No, and if you think about it, Tottenham just keep being written off. And the more people write Tottenham off, the more they come back and get the result. You know, nobody expected Tottenham to get a result there yesterday. You know, I know we didn't win the actual game last night, but obviously went through on away goals. But the bookies wrote us off, the media wrote us off, other fans wrote us off. Man City fans were being very cocky about it. So, you know, and even if we were to admit it, a lot of our own fans thought, oh my God, we're going to be sitting behind the sofa, we're going to have pillows over our faces, and even Mark there's on the floor. You know, they're all nervous.
Still on the floor.
I suppose I was a little bit cocky and I thought that we'd get the result because I actually booked the, you know, whilst going up to Manchester on the way to the game, I thought, I'm booking Amsterdam, and I did, and I booked the flight.
So, Chris, what if you didn't win? What would you have done? You just gone to Amsterdam anyway?
And then I wouldn't have told anyone about it. but now I feel that confident that today I've even been looking at flights to Madrid for the final. Because
Madrid already?
Yeah, why not? I think we've got to start dreaming now and put that into reality because we've been written off so many times. You know, no one thought we'd get the draw at Barcelona that night when we played Dortmund. That, you know, they were sitting on top of the Bundesliga. Yeah. And, you know, the results just keep coming now. And Manchester City, who thought we would get that result?
And so many different ways as well. I think that we've had performances where we've dominated the game, where we've had to sit back. And last night, kind of, you know, we were totally... I think it was totally all Man City. I think Man City were, you know, they played well and they certainly had chances. But I think it just shows that we've kind of withstood everything. And you just wonder, you know, what it's going to take to really break this team. And that's what struck me the most about last night is that, you know, it really felt as though we didn't have much chance, but somehow we've come through the other side.
Bullers is on the phone. Bullers, good evening.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, we're all very well, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Good,
I'm sure you are as well. What's the big thing that kind of jumped out from last night, the big emotion?
It's a funny story, actually, because I live in Indonesia, and so the game kicked off at 2 a.m. my time. And, I was watching it online, and typical of Indonesia, I mean, the public services and whatnot are a little bit flaky, and the internet went down with 10 minutes of the game to go.
Oh,
so I was eagerly running around the house, and, got one of the iPads up. But, yeah, by the time I'd actually put a... Yeah, split that onto a SIM card because it was all connected to the Wi-Fi. I had to get a SIM card out of a phone, stick that in the iPad, and God knows what else. And then it was like, I've missed the actual end of the game. So I was sort of shaking. I was thinking, blimey, what's going on? And finally got it back up on an app. And we'd only gone and won it. I couldn't believe it. I'm astounded. So I think I might have to be looking at flights to Amsterdam.
I was going to say, all the way from Indonesia, is that viable? Can you make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I travel back to Europe on business reasonably regularly. So, as I say, what I'll probably try and do is, I shouldn't say this on radio, but yeah, I'll probably try and expense it.
And are you as confident as Chris of having a tentative little look at a flight to Madrid as well? Why not, seeing as you're there?
Madrid, as I said, I don't know if I'll do both, but I quite fancy the week away in Amsterdam. As I said, the confidence is there. We can get through this Ajax tie, and we can get to a 90-minute, you know, over 90 minutes we can beat anybody. I'd much prefer to get Barca in the final than anybody else, but I don't know what everybody else is thinking. But I think over 90 minutes, we could easily put them to the sword.
Yeah, go on then, chaps. Who would you rather? I know we shouldn't do this. Look beyond Ajax for a second.
No.
And I know you shouldn't. But who would you rather, Liverpool or Barcelona?
I'm going to say Barcelona because I'm not sure. I genuinely don't think I could actually last 90 minutes in the Champions League final against Liverpool because I've got a lot of Liverpool mates and they are all incredibly annoying and I would never ever hear the end of it. So I'm actually going to say Barcelona.
Yeah, I'd go along with that.
And I'm with that as well.
I'm a great believer as well that you've got to play the best teams to win the best competition. So, you know, we've done it before and we should do it again.
All right. Bullers, cheers for the call, mate. Really appreciate it. This is Love Sport Radio. It's the Spurs fan show, 0208 7020 558. We're on until 9 p.m. this evening. Please do keep those calls coming.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Coming in. Yeah, welcome back. It's the Spurs Fan Show here on Love Sport Radio. Been inundated with phone calls, as I'm sure you'd imagine. At some point, we'll have a proper chat with Jamie and Chris in the studio. So, chaps, let the guys have their say. We've got a long time. We've got on until 9 p.m. this evening. Got another caller, though. Shubin is on the line. Shubin, good evening. You are, I presume, like everyone else, still on cloud nine.
I am on cloud nine, but as Jay's always said, one game at a time. Have one result, you move on to the next. And so I was going to ask about this game on Saturday. Given that, you know, you'd be quite depleted, and obviously the game of Brighton might be a bit more winnable, should we marshal our resources and not say throw this game, but it's just a case of resource planning, really. Mm. Allocate our resources to the more winnable game and to the less winnable game. And if it happens to put the kibosh on Liverpool's title blanch, that's just a bonus.
Shubin, I think you're right there. I think if you look at the fixtures, maybe it is right to prioritise. We've got a slight gap now between ourselves and Manchester United and Chelsea, who have played a game extra. So perhaps it is about prioritising. We know that this Man City game, it is kind of a free hit in a way. obviously, the only issue is you look at our options. We are now very, very limited. I mean, I tried to predict the team for Saturday, and I'm playing the likes of Skip in there. So I think we are down to the bare bones. But Shuma, I think you do make a great point there that that maybe Pochettino should be having a look at prioritising that Brighton game, which is more winnable of the two.
Chris, how do you look at it, mate?
I disagree with both of you. I really do. I think that every point matters. Obviously, we know how important the Champions League is, and we need every point we can get to get in next season's Champions League. Mm. We've got other teams around us right on our heels, and we need every point. And even Pochettino said in a press conference the other day it could go down to goal difference. So even if we were to get a draw on Saturday, I'll be honest, I can't see us winning the game. No. But if we got a draw, I think it would be a very, very good point.
I just think realistically with our options and kind of how the squad's falling apart just a bit with injuries, I think that maybe you've got to be sensible sometimes and look at certain fixtures and think, I don't think we're going to get a point here. Man City, obviously, they're full strength side, so they're going to be almost impossible to get a result there. So
they'll be gutted from last night's
exactly.
result.
Exactly, they're going to want that Premier League more than ever. But Chris, just picking up on something you said, you think you're not confident on winning on Saturday. So why were you so confident last night? It's the same team, same place.
It's funny.
Why is it so different?
Tottenham in the Premier League this season, it's been a weird season for us. It's been so up and down. You know, we've lost quite a few games. I think we lost 10 matches in the Premier League. Yeah. And it seems when we're in Champions League, certainly in this year, you know, 2019, we really upped our game. But in the Premier League, it's very, very different. And Jamie has just pointed out that, you know, the injury crisis that we've had this season has been, you know, really, really bad. And, of course, now we've got a few more. But it's all about players coming in, rotating the squad, and players actually grabbing the opportunity when they can get it. We saw that with Lucas Moura last weekend, scored a hat-trick. So hopefully he can come in and he can grab a goal at the Etihad.
A couple of incidents from the game itself. I know we've just been talking about the pure emotion, haven't we, in the competition. The things that I picked up, I'm going to start with Trippier, and I don't do it on purpose, just as the top of my list. He has been somewhat of a scapegoat at times this season. He has come in for criticism. Watching the game again, watching the highlights and dissecting the goals and thinking who could have done better. The first goal, I think he should do a lot better. Mm. And also the third goal.
Yeah,
I mean, I know we are purely focusing on the fact that you are through. That is the most important thing. But is it frustrating that Kieran Trippier, a player that has been criticised again last night, was at fault for goals?
It's frustrating, but it would be more frustrating if we didn't go through. I think a lot of fans tend to just brush it over when you've actually gone through or you've won a game.
But I think it is important still to pick these things out.
It is certainly an area where Pochettino will need to look to improve. Either, you know, we've seen what he's done with players like Sissoko. So unless he works on Kieran Trippier, you know, throughout the summer and he comes out next season and he's fantastic again because he was great in the World Cup.
I think the one thing he's got to do is if he's going to stick with the two fullbacks, he's got to choose a number one option because I've always said I think that the fullbacks, he loves to rotate a lot. And that's tough for players because then, you know, they don't know when they're playing. They're not getting that consistency, which so many players thrive off. And that's what I'd like to see. If he doesn't want to strengthen at right back, that he makes sure he picks either Kieran Trippier as his number one or Serge Aurier.
I agree. Definitely. With a defence, a goalkeeper and defence are very, very important to your team. I know you can rotate midfielders and strikers, but you're right. A defence should always be the same, in my opinion.
Yeah. Do you think, though, it will be a position he goes and strengthens, or do you think he does have belief that he can do a Sissoko with Trippier and regain and re-find that best form? Because as you mentioned, we do know there's a player there. You know, he just feels like he's desperately out of form and the confidence just isn't there at the moment.
But Pochettino is not stupid or naive to these situations. He will know. You know, if fans see it, if the media see it, he certainly does see it and he sees it every day.
Yeah.
So he will know exactly where he will need to strengthen. I just hope that we get the money to spend in the summer. I hope that we do get a few additions. I've said on this show many times, I don't think that they will be superstar signings that some people might be expecting, but there will certainly be players, you know, good quality players that he can work with and develop like he's done with a lot of players in the past.
For me, I actually think it'll be Serge Aurier that he'll go with. I think that there's a lot more potential in Serge Aurier than he's shown. I think certainly in some of the Champions League games, I actually think he's been very good for Spurs. And as I said, I think it's about finding that consistency in his play, but I think Serge Aurier has shown many promising signs. For me, I don't think Kieran Trippier is as good as people think. I think that if you look at the World Cup and certain players before, they've always had fantastic World Cups and then they come back and they're not quite the same player. I don't think Kieran Trippier is good enough and ever will be good enough, but I think that maybe for me, Serge Aurier would be the guy that he should try and stick by.
Okay, another one, Hugo Lloris. I feel like I am probably being a little bit harsh here because he did play well. He did. But the Sergio Aguero goal is near post. Any criticism there at all?
I can't criticise.
You always criticise a goalkeeper. You've got to look at it, haven't you, if you attack the near post.
I'm not over those two legs. I'm not going to criticise Hugo Lloris at all because I think that he is an exceptional goalkeeper. He's our captain. Yeah. He's our leader. And he made some fantastic saves in both games. So if you look at it overall, top man.
Yeah, I think him celebrating with Pochettino was just shows you how highly Pochettino values him as a member of the squad. I've got to be careful because Jason's certainly going to be on Lloris because I've said many bad things about him in the past.
Yeah,
it's difficult because he'll have those sort of games where he plays like he does against Liverpool. And then maybe he'll have those sort of games where against Dortmund. So it's difficult, but to be honest, I think he was really, really crucial over the two legs, and certainly that penalty save and stop it, denying them that away goal was probably for me the biggest moment of the tie. I'm going to say.
But he's had a mixed season as well, hasn't he?
He has. Yeah. Again, and that's why it's important to bring it up. You can't, you know, if something goes wrong within a game and you're performing and you have aspirations to win these competitions, then you've got to ask the question.
Well, this is where Mauricio Pochettino's got a decision. Does he want to stick by a keeper where he's got a mistake in him, or does he want to go and sign a keeper where he knows he's going to get a bit more reliability from? For me, I don't see him changing the keeper. As we said, I think that you see the way that he treats Lloris and the way he stuck by him. Obviously, had that difficult incident at the start of the season with the drink driving incident and the way he stuck by him. So I think he will do that. But I do think that he has a big choice ahead of him in the summer of whether to replace him.
He's a World Cup winner. Every player in the team trusts him. You know, he's a superb goalkeeper. And he's a leader. And his relationship with Pochettino, as you said, is brilliant.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, last one I'm going to pick out for criticism, which I know you'll defend, but that's that's your prerogative, and rightly so. By his own admission, when he was speaking after the game, Christian Eriksen said he was literally the luckiest man in the world.
Oh my goodness me. I mean, that back pass, I think everyone had the same reaction of what on earth are you doing? I've kind of always said that maybe get him out the door and getting some big funds to maybe go and strengthen the team, but it's odd with him at the moment. I think it's confidence that he's lacking at the moment, because he's just not making those same sort of passes, and every pass that he seems to make just seems to go astray, and he's not really been the same player. It's been very disappointing. I don't know whether partly his head's been turned by a move elsewhere to Real Madrid, but. Quite interesting today. There were some reports in Spain coming out that there might be quite a good chance that he might end up signing a new contract. But I don't know what you think, Chris.
I think he will sign a new contract. Yeah. I don't want Christian Eriksen to leave. I know you keep selling him every week on the show. definitely not. I think Eriksen's a top class player, and as I said before, I think that for Tottenham to move on and progress, you need players like Eriksen in the team. You really, really do. Mm.
Is he Real Madrid quality, though? Yes. I mean, you're talking about the players that have been linked. I mean, we're not going to do this kind of transfer rumours per se, but, you know, Eden Hazard's been linked as well. I mean, surely they're not going to sign both of them, are they?
Well, I think this is where we might be saved.
Yeah, because that's what it feels like. Yeah. All the noises we hear is that Hazard to Real Madrid is a done deal. But all I keep hearing is that Christian Eriksen's been linked to Real Madrid as well. Well, surely they're not going to sign both.
But this is really frustrating for us Tottenham fans as well, because Pochettino was going to Man United earlier this season. Harry Kane was going here, there and everywhere. You know, every player, whenever they're playing well for us, I know Eriksen's had his problems over the last few months, but Whenever a player is playing well for Tottenham, then you know the media are selling them off, and, yeah. and it's very, very frustrating for us because.
But that is standard. I don't think that Spurs fans get, or Spurs as a football club get a rough deal. I think it's the same as any football club that people are selling Callum Wilson to West Ham. You know,
but people
James
aren't
Madison
selling.
To,
people
to
aren't
Spurs.
Selling
Paul
Aguero,
Pogba
are they,
Real Madrid.
Or players like that?
But the likes of Paul Pogba, constantly every single week, he's in some link with someone. Same with Romelu Lukaku. Same with Marcus Rashford in the paper this week. You know, if you're a Bournemouth fan, if you're a Leicester fan, if you're playing well, you get linked with those big clubs. It's not people saying, yeah, you know, we're going to link these Spurs players. And same with Pochettino. There was not necessarily inside knowledge, but he was the top man, and there was no doubt whatsoever that Man United wanted him. So it's right to run that story.
Yeah, but in our opinion, why on earth would Pochettino want to move to Man United?
Yeah, but that's your opinion. Manchester United were interested in Pochettino, so that's a story. They've got to that story. They can't say, well, the Spurs fans don't think he'll go, so we can't run the
yeah,
story.
Yeah, but it was constant. Even when Simon Feldstein, the press officer, said that's enough now, it was just constant every day. You know, every Tottenham fan got sick of it.
That's what you get for being successful. You've just got to get used to it. Got to get used to it, chaps. This is Love Sport Radio. It's the Spurs fan show. News in just a few moments. Loads of calls still coming up as well. We've got some listener questions. Still another hour. It's Spurs fan show. It's Love Sport Radio. Do stay tuned.